We begin the current daven sechtes nida daf samachay. We begin on the bottom of samach dalam beis, three lines up from the bottom of the amud, where the gemara continues in a related discussion from the halacha of our previous mishnah from the previous daf, which we opened up this 10th parak tinaikis, speaking about three different levels of a woman when she gets married regarding being toila the dam in dam besulim, which is when the woman has blood. So we assume that it's dam nida, we have to suspect that. However, when there's a consummation of the relationship, of the marriage, then there's the dam besulim. So then we give her a certain amount of time to say, okay, the blood would make sense that it's hymenal blood, and therefore we're not going to be metamahar as a nida. So we had a few different levels, and we had a machlekes b'sham b'sil in those levels regarding how much time do we give. Regarding if she didn't even reach the age yet of having her menses, of having a period. Regarding if it reached the age but she never saw it before. Or if she even reached the age and she's seen before, which is the common and current day. Regarding how much time you give that to be toilet in dam b'sil. Now, continues the Gemara, Omar Rav. So up until now, all we spoke about was a katana, that of a Nara, which she reached the age, which is the age of puberty, but she never yet had an actual Riyah, and then a Nara that actually had a Riyah. So Amar Rav, he says, Begeres is the next stage of development, which is 6 months, as we're going to actually see later on in the Gemara, 6 months after Naira started, after puberty. So that Rav says, Begeres neistin la laila harishin, regarding a Begeres. Even according to Beis Hillel that they said in the regarding the middle category of Higiyas Manaliros, when she reached the age of seeing, but she didn't see yet, Beis Hillel said, we give her 4 days. That's what Rav's coming to tell us. That's only by a Nara, when she reached the age of having menses, of having a period. But if she's already a Begeres, then even if she never yet had a Re'iyah, discharge of blood, we only give her the first night and nothing more. Now, continues Rav, the Hanimilish Le Rasa, which is the equivalent of like the middle category we said in the Mishnah. And again, this that we're saying we're giving a Begeres only the first night is only if she yet never had a Re'iyah of Dam Nida, of a Rasa. But if she's already, let's say, would say the age of 12 and a half, which is the age of Begeres, and she already had a discharge of Dam Nida once before, and now she's getting married, Ein La Ela Be'ilas Mitzvah V'sulai. Then even according to Beis Hillel, who in our Mishnah never mentions anything about Be'ilas Mitzvah, that was only Beis Shammai who they disagreed with Beis Hillel. So that says Rav, but a Begeres that had Re'iyah once before, Beis Hillel would agree that she only has the first time of cohabitation of the mitzvah of getting married, and that nothing more. We're not going to be toiled the dam anymore in dam besul. On that, on the opinion of Rav, Meisah, the Gemara asks from the following Brisa. Brisa says, Meisah benosan la Rebbe. There was an incident where Rebbe gave to a woman to be toiled in dam besulim, arba leilis, 4 nights, mitech yud beis chedesh, through a period of 12 months. What happened was is that the couple got married, and the first night the man had relations. Then he left immediately on a journey. He delayed 3 months, came back, had relations, and then there was dam when they had relations. And so to a second time and a third time, 4 times, which the assumption is every 3 months, he would have relations and left and came back. And each one of those 4 times, the woman saw dam, and they came in front of Rebbe, and Rebbe said, it's okay, it's dam besulim. Those dam, even though it's a period of over a year, we're not saying it's dam nida, shnak mitam is a nida, we can be toiled in dam besulim, and there's hymenal blood. So that says the Gemara to explain the brisa to ask on Rav, hey chedam, what's the case talking about? How old was this girl? What category was she in? If these 4 times were all in her age of being a minor, let's say she was 10 years old, she was a minor, and all the 4 times Rebbe said it's okay, the dam will say it's dam besulim. So that the Gemara continues to tapas samachem and aleph ad shetichy hamaketznan. Regarding that, we learn in the Mishnah that we give her until the wound gets healed. Why are we saying that you're giving 4 nights? Like Rebbe gave 4 nights over a year. It's as long as it takes for the wound to heal. Why would it have anything to do with 4 nights? So obviously, cannot be talking about that she was a minor. Ella the yavla kulu b'meinara. So what are you going to say? No, that it's all in the age of the category of when she was a naira. And that says the Gemara, that's not possible because nairis should be chaydish meika. Is there a period of 12 months in the period of nairis? But Vamar Shmuel defined the category. He says im beinaris labagris. You don't have from the period of when nairis starts until when the period of bagris starts, which are ages of development of a girl. Which generally we explain like nairis is like at the age we assume of 12. And then from that, when that starts, till when Bagris starts, which is the next stage of development, is Elavav Chadashim Levad, is only a period of 6 months. Once Naira starts, there's only 6 months. So you can't say that there was these 4 times over 12 months in the period of Nairis, because there's only 6 months in Nairis. So, Bechitim, if you're going to say, Batsa mahachi hudalaka. No, it's not true. It's not saying that you limited for Nairus to be a period of 6 months. It's just that it can't be less than that. Hatzfei ikka, but maybe Nairus could be more than 6 months, and it could be even 12 months. But on that sort of thing, you can't say that because Hubble Vatkama. Shmuel's words were, that's it. It's only, it doesn't say that's the minimum. That's the minimum and the maximum. It's only 6 months. So we're back to the question, what's the case of giving four times, which was a halacha that we said regarding the period of Nairus. That was mentioned by Bishil four times of Higizim on the Liris, which is the period of Nairus, because Katana, it's Acha Techiamaka. But the problem is, how do you have over 12 months? Nairus itself is only 6 months. Ella, rather, what are you going to say? As follows. The Yov L'shtayim b'mei Katnas. What happened is that the girl got married when she was a minor. And two of those times when she was a minor, Rebbe said it's okay. That was Dam Bishil. And then, what was the four times over a year? B'shtayim b'mei Nairus. Now, we said that Nairus is, so let's say she got married 6 months before she became a Naira. So the first time, she saw Dam. 3 months later, again saw Dam. Then she started the period of Nairus, she turned 12. Then again, one time then, and then another time then. So you get in the 6 months period, you get two times of 3 months, which is four over 12 months, over a year. So that's the total of the four times of Higiyas Mana, of Nairus. And you're limited to that, like the Halacha of the Mishnah says, when you reach the age of Nairus, then you only get four times, and maybe that's what Rebbe was talking about. And that says the Gemara, no, because Habayim in a Rav Chinna bar Shalami me Rav. Rav Chinna bar Shalami had asked the following question from Rav. Higiyas Mana Liris, Tachas Bai Lamach. What's the Halacha if a woman got married when she was younger? Then she reached the age of having her menses, when she was already married, what would the halacha be? Because now she changed categories. What happens is when she's a ketana, it's such a techiamake. When you hegi is maliris, you only get 4 nights. What if she got married when she was a ketana, and now she reached the age of having a period, what would the halacha be then? And Amalei and Rav said to him as follows. He says, Kol be'ilis sha'at the boil. All the acts of cohabitation that they had when she was a minor, in an ela achas, they're all considered like one act of cohabitation, in relation to what's happening now that she's a Giyas Mana Liris. So let's say they already had 10 times before she became an adult, before she became an Ira, which they're all Acha Techi Amaka, but now that she's reading Giyas Mana Liris, well, can you consider all of them as one time? Vashar, and then the rest, which now she's in the age of Nairus, of a Giyas Mana Liris, Mashlim and Ladat Leilas, they're all going to supplement to complete it to which we said, once you're a Giyas Mana Liris, we'll only give you 4 nights. So essentially, and if this would be the case of Rebbe, which was saying, okay, two are before Nara, and then now you have two, which is in 6 months, each one being a period of 3 months, because over 12 months you have four times, 3 months. The problem is, that can't be the case of two and two, because then actually Rebbe should have given her another 3 times, besides the two that she had relations when she's a Ketana, because Rav explained that the two when she's a Ketana, or five, or seven, or whatever it is, are all considered as one. So then Rebbe shouldn't have given just two of Nairas, he should have given her 3. So, Elo, rather, you obviously have to explain the case was as follows. The Yavla Achas B'mei Katnos. He gave her 1 time, which even 100 times, all considered as one, when she was a minor. V'shtayim B'mei Nairus. So now, you have a half a year. You have 2 times in the period of Nairus, because we said that's only 6 months, and we're talking about 4 over 12 months. Each one is 3 months. You're only going to get 2 in the days of Nairus. And the Achas B'mei Bagrus. Obviously, we have to give you 1 more. Like we said, because all those are Gitanas are considered as one, you only get 2 could fit into the days of Nairus. And then Rebbe, obviously the fourth one, was giving it in the days of Bagras after she was already 12 and a half. And this is where the question on Rav begins. Iyamrit Bishlaima said, if you're going to say that Begeres Ba'alma, that a general, a regular Begeres, meaning a girl who gets married over the age of 12 and a half, that Talacha generally would be Yavin and Lotfei. We give her to be Toilet and Dam Besulim more than 1 night. I mean, we give her, let's say, 2 nights. Oh, so therefore we would understand that this girl, that she became a Begeres after she was already married, after she already consummated her relationship, we're going to give her only 1 full night, because although she had relations before, what happens is, ki heicha dahani, just like it's effective. The be'ilas of katnas, when a girl that she had, her cohabitation she had when she was a minor, affects that b'mei nairus regarding now that she became a naira. It's l'mivsa l'chada, it diminishes 1 out of the 4 nights that we give to the naira, because we said, and this was the halacha that Rav had answered, all the be'ilas that she had up until she became a naira are considered as one. But at least 1 night, it diminishes from the next category that she goes into when she becomes a Naira, where we're not going to give her any more 4 nights when she's a Naira. We're going to give her only 3. Oh, so that would make sense. The same thing, the equivalent going from Nairis to Bagris, just like from Katanis to Nairis, from Nairis to Bagris, Ahanin Nami, Nairis la Bagris, it would be effective, all the Be'ilah she had when she was in Naira, to Bagris, Lemitzel Lachada, to diminish also one from the nights of Bagris that we give, which generally, as we're saying, let's say you give her two, and then we're saying, okay, we're going to take away one from those two, and you're going to be left with one. So therefore, it's effective regarding this Begeris who had Be'il beforehand, that we're going to give her only one out of the two nights. Elo, but I amrit Begeris de Alma. Lo yivin lo tfei. But if you say like Rav, that even in general, a regular Begeris, we don't give her more, we only give her one night and nothing more. So then why did Rebbe, as we just proved this had to be the case, give this woman achas b'mei bagres, so it comes out, all the Be'ilah she had beforehand, what was that effective? The problem is, according to our understanding of transitioning from one stage of development to another, should at least take away one bia. So here, at least one bia, we should have taken away. Meaning to say, one element, generally, according to Rav, if you say generally she gets two bias, two nights, so it's saying, okay, now Rebbe only gave her one night. That would make sense, because she had bias from the previous category, which at least are counted as one. But according to Rav, that says she only gets one night in general, even if she gets married after Bagras. So here where she had bias before, it should take away something. So at least make it that only bialas mitzvah and nothing more, and not even getting the whole night. If you're giving a whole night, what's it taking away more than usual if Rav says she always only gets one night? Says the Gemara, no, it's not difficult on Rav, because it's not the way we explain the case, this story of Rebbe. La'olam de'yav la'achas b'mei katnas. The truth is, the story was talking about, what is this four times he gave this woman to be toilin dam besulim over a period of 12 months? Was achas b'mei katnas, once was during when she was a minor, v'gimel b'mei nairis, and three times during the period of puberty of nairis, and we're not talking about bagras here at all, because you're right, in general, bagras always only gets one, and you're right, according to Rav, it wouldn't give a full night, it would, let's say, do it into bilas mitzvah. But then the question was, but you don't find three einas of each einah of each period from a gap from one bia to the next one to be 3 months in May Nairis, because it's only 6 months. How could you fit in three times? Says the Gemara, Misavit, do you think called Tlasa Yarchi Chad Aina, that every one period of those four times that she had relations over the year, each one was 3 months, which that's the equal number? No. Called Trey Yarchi Chad Aina, every 2 months was another period. Whereas Taisa explains, which means to say that the first one was before she became a Naira, which was 6 months before, which as Taisa actually explains, but that doesn't have to be one time. That could have been she had relations many times, but all of that, all, we only counted as one time anyway. But then the second one started when she started Nairis. The third one from the four was 2 months later. And then the fourth one from the four was 2 months later. So in other words, you'll be able to get three bias of 2 months apart in the May Nairis. And the first one was 6 months before. But again, she could have many bias, but it was over a period of a year that there were four bias, but not because it was 3 months, 3 months, 3 months, 3 months. No, it was actually 6 months. And 2 months, 2 months, and 2 months, and that's how there was four times over a year. And therefore, again, it's not difficult on Rav, because I'm not talking about Bagras over here to say that, oh, it's down from two to one. No, always starts up as one. And yeah, maybe if she had bees before, it would be only Lila, it would only be Bilas Mitzvah, but we're not talking about over here the four times where, again, the one of Katnas and the three of Imi Nairis. Now, a story related to this halacha of Rav that we just asked on, we answered. So the Gemara brings that Minyamin Saksena was his name. Have a shakel va'azel la'aser d'Shmuel. He was on his way to the place of where Shmuel lived, and Sav le'mevet uvde kavaseh de Rav. He thought to go ahead and rule like Rav regarding the begeris, that when she gets married, we give her the whole first night to be toila, to suspend it on the dam besulim, on the hymen of blood. Afila rasa, and he wanted to do this, unlike the way Rav had actually paskin, even if she had once had her period before. Still, he said in the name of Rav that Amar, he said, Lay Poligrav bin Rasa bin Lay Rasa. Rav did not differentiate regarding this Begeris if she had a period before or not. No, we give her the whole night. Now, that's not true. Rav actually had differentiated. He says this, that we give Begeris Laila Rishon is only if she never saw. If she did, we only give a Bilas Mitzvah. But this Minyamin Saksin, oh, he wanted to rule and say that Rav didn't differentiate. And Kad Mishacha Be'orcha. And before he got a chance, he died on the road. Says the Gemara, Kari Shmuel Alei Rav. Shmuel recited regarding Rav the pasuk in Mishlei that says, Lo Yuna L'Tzadik Halavan. It's not going to happen to a righteous person any iniquity, any sin, which means to say that this Binyamin Saksina did not stumble because of the teaching and the words of Rav, although Rav didn't even say that, but he would have been toiled on Rav and would have made this grave error, which wasn't correct, and Rav didn't even have that problem of this person ruling erroneously in his teaching. Another teaching from Amram of Chinna Bar Shlomi Mishmei Derav, he says a different idea. He says, Kivin Shenit Gushin of Shaladim, once, it literally means to say, once the teeth of a person falls out, which means to say he becomes older, Nismatim is a Naisib. So then his sustenance diminishes, which means hard for him to get his sustenance. And where do we know this? Shinem, like it says the Pasuk in Amos. And the Gemara says, Gam ani nasati lechem, nikin shinayim b'chol reichem, that I also gave you cleanliness of teeth in all your cities, which means to say like the teeth fall out, v'chayis lechem b'chol mekam yisaychem, and the diminishment of bread in all your places, which is this idea that a person, which could be understood in the parable, people don't have teeth, it's harder to eat, but it's the idea that when a person gets elder, it's harder for him to get his sustenance that he needs. Now the Mishnah said, Rasa v'ayda, the last category he spoke about in the three categories of the Mishnah, which we didn't speak about a begaris, but we spoke about if she reached the higizman aliris v'rasa, and she was still in her father's household, which means she already reached the age of 12 of nairis, and she already had a period, and she gets married. So Basil said, we give her the laila rishayna, we give her the whole first night. Mishami said, no, only give her the bilas mitzvah, the first time of having relations, and that's it. Now, talking about Linda Brysom, regarding this case, rasa v'ayda b'beis aviyah. She saw, she already had a period when she was still in her father's house before she got married, and then she gets married. That whole first night we give her, we're not going to treat her as a nida, we're going to be tailor and dam besulim. And we give her a full period. Says the Brisa, how much is the full period that we're giving her? So, it's laila v'chatzayim. It's that night and a half a day. Now, before we explain what this means and why this would be, the Gemara asks, do we really need that much time to be considered as an oina? He's explaining what's an oina, what's a period. And he's saying, what's a period? It's a nighttime and a half a day. And the Gemara says, is that really what an oina is? But for Mina, the Gemara asks a contradiction for the following Braisa, which first we're going to go through the Braisa and explain what it is, and ultimately we're going to see that there seems to be a contradiction in the definition of what an oina is. Says the Braisa, Harisha Hayugitav, if a person's wine press or obese badav or his olive press were tameis, if they were tame, the elements, the tools were tame, ubikish lasaisim betar, but he wants to make his wine and his oil in a state of purity. So says the Braisa, Ketzeroy, so what should he do? So there's different elements in the wine and olive press, and the Braisa goes through what to do with them. So hadafin, the boards, which is like a type of a door which is put on top of the grapes, which presses it down, or v'halulavim, which these are like the brooms which they used to sweep up the wine press, or v'hadashin, which this is the press itself, which the grapes are placed in there, the vat. So those elements, madichin, so he washes them off. Now, as you continue to mitbeis, however, ha'kalim, that's the netting, which many places they would tie that pile of the grape seeds with this netting all around. So says the Braisa, if it shall nitzarm, if that netting is made out of wicker or bishal batzbitz or out of hemp. So what you do is for those menagvin, you just dry them because they don't absorb so much and it's enough just to dry them. Shal shifa vishal gemi, which is a type of guma, like some type of like the elements from rush plants. If the netting's made out of that, then meyashnan, you have to age them. Says the Braisa, kamayashnan, how long do you have to age them so that they lose the element that of tumah that's inside of them? Yud beis chaydash, 12 months. He says, what you do is, no, you leave the netting, if it's made out of these elements, which are absorbent, you have to just let it age, that it loses its flavor, from one wine press to another wine press, and from one olive press to another one. So the Gemara asks, Hainu Tana Kama, it's the same thing, they would do it annually, which is waiting a year, 12 months. What's the difference? Says the Gemara, the difference between them is, sometimes the season is early, sometimes it's late. Sometimes it's going to be more than 12 months and sometimes it'll be less, depending on what the season is, and therefore it's not definitively 12 months, and that's the difference between them. Now the Braisa continues, Rabbi Yisim, he says, Haretzel Tarmiyah, but if someone wants to purify them immediately, doesn't want to wait to age them 12 months or to the next press, Magilim Bereischen, either he could boil them in hot liquid, or he could scald them, another type of burning, in the juice of olives. He gives a different option in the name of Rabbi Yisi. Says Manicha and Tachas Hatzinar. You could place these nettings beneath a pipe, which the water, the liquid is flowing down. so it's flowing down on it. Or in a spring that the water is rushing. And bekama, how long do you have to leave it in that rushing water? It's aina for a period. Okay, says just like we said this law regarding the wine of Yain Nesach, which is that idol worshippers use it for worshipping Avodah Zarah, which you have to purify it from that absorbency. So too they said regarding the laws of Tahiris. Now the Gemara asks, Klapi Lai, which way are you going? Bataharis Kaimina, to the contrary. Like we said by Yain Nesach Sutra, we said Bataharis, this Bryce is discussing laws of Tahiris. We're talking about that the liquid here that's absorbed in these elements are tame and we want to purify it and maybe you could compare it to Yain Nesach. So Ella, rather, you're right, the Gemara amends, Kederch Shama Bataharis, just like we said this Bryce regarding the laws of Tahiris, of purification, Kach Amma Bi Yain Nesach Sutra, they said the same laws regarding Yain Nesach, when non-Jew had used these wine presses for their own wine, which is like the laws of libations for idolatry, same way you have to go through the same procedures to go ahead and purify it to be able to use it for a Jew. Now, that was the Braisa. Says the Gemara, Bekama'ayin, and we explained this Braisa, how long is a period, which we said that you have to leave it under that rushing water for an Aina. So he says, either a day or a night. That was Reb Chiya Bar Abba's version of Reb Yechanan. Reb Chana Sheuna, Ramalan, some say it was actually Reb Chana Bar Sheuna. Reb Yechanan, a different version of Reb Yechanan. Chatziyem Chatzi Laila, the amount of time which is a half a day and a half a night. Now, Vamar Shmuel Bar Yitzchok, he says, Voloi Pligi, actually, Reb Chiya and Rabba Bar Chana don't disagree in their interpretation of Reb Yechanan. Rather, Habit Kufas Nisan Vitishrei, one of them is talking about in the time of Nisan and Tishrei, which is when it's the equinox time, basically that the day and the nights are equal amount of times. There, let's say each one is from 6 o'clock to 6 o'clock, whether a.m. or p.m. So there, you're going to get the 12-hour period. So therefore, it says either day or night. However, Hapetkuvas Tamas Betavis, the other one was talking about in the other time periods, of Tamas and Tevis, which is that either the days are very long or the nights are very long, which are not equal. That's why that opinion says a half a day and a half a night. Either way, then you're going to get a full time period of 12 hours. If it's a long day and it's a short night, so you're going to get half of that, half of that. You're going to end up, let's say that's 9-3, whatever it is, you're going to end up getting a time period of 12 hours. So they're not disagreeing, but one thing we see from the Gemara is that we see regarding this Braisa of Taharas that an Aina is a 12-hour period, let's say a whole night or a whole day. We only say half a day, half a night when it's not equal days and equal nights, the hours. But how could we say that the halacha of Reb Shimon Gamliel is an Aina is a night and a half a day when we see an Aina is only a night, let's say? Says the Gemara, Hachanami, Eima Gabinida, you're right, the same thing we're saying over here regarding Tyrus, we should say regarding the halacha of Nida that we were talking about in Amman Alf. Chatzi yayim v'chatzi laila. What the halacha is, the aina period is a half a day and a half a night. Says the Gemara, but v'laila v'chatzi yayim kama, but that's not what he said. He said that she gets a night and a half of a day. So Ella rather says the Gemara, no, it's actually like, just like we had explained of the two different interpretations of Rabbi Yechanan. What did he mean? He didn't mean a night and a half a day. He meant it's going to be either one or the other, depending on what season you're in. Elayla, if it's going to be just a night, if it's the Nisan B'Tishrei, which then an Aina of 12 hours you'll get just in the nighttime. Echatzi yayim echatzi layla, or it's going to be a half a day, meaning and a half a night, the Tevis for Thomas, which we said, then you're not just going to do, let's say, the night, because that's not going to be a 12-hour period. We want a 12-hour period, so it's exactly actually like the halacha we said, which of in those seasons of Tevis and Thomas, when either the night is very long or the day is very long, then it'll be a half a day and a half a night. So it's actually the same halacha. So therefore, the halacha that we're saying of Einer regarding the laws of Nida, that we're saying regarding how long is this time that we give Laila Rishayna, which we give the whole night, is an Einer, is that whole night, again, if it's 12 hours, and if it's not 12 hours, then we're going to do a half a day and a half a night. Or V'Ibayisema says to Gemara, if you want, actually, no, you don't have to amend that when he said a night and a half a day means one or the other, depending on the season. No, it actually means a night and a half a day. But doesn't that contradict what we said, that an Ayin is a 12-hour period? Here we're giving 12 plus, we're giving a half a day, we're giving plus 6. Says the Gemara, no, Shani Ksuba, the laws of Ksuba regarding what happens is when a woman's getting married, which we're talking about giving, suspending the blood on hymenal blood, isn't it just 12 hours? It is 12, but it's 18. Why? Because the ksuba, the dowry, the marriage document, either the Gemara says demagvi batvei or demaghi batvei. What happens is that there are things that hold back the writing of the ksuba by the chasna ad the chasma until they actually come and sign and finalize the details. So therefore, the marriage is not going to be consummated for some time because there's going to be a delay in the wedding. So therefore, you need a full night and a half a day because no, ultimately those 18 hours are really going to end up being 12 hours because it's not going to get time. There's going to be time that's whittled away with the business of the ksuba. So yes, the reason why we give a night and a half a day is because ultimately what's going to end up being is going to be an ayin shleima of 12 hours at the end of those 18 hours. Now, halachically, the Gemara brings Rav Shmuel Damar Tabaya, they both say, halacha, the halacha is, boil bilas mitzvah parish. When a woman gets married, she just has the act of cohabitation of the first one, of the mitzvah of consummating the marriage, and then they have to separate whether she was a gizman aliris or not a gizman aliris. Although in our Mishnah we had many divisions and differentiations of how long we can be done damasun, on that Rav Shmuel say, halachically, when a woman gets married, no matter what, we give it just the first one, and that's it. After that, we're going to say, it's possibly damnida. Now, Masav Rav Chizda asked on this from the teaching that we started off with on this daf. The Brisa said, "Ma'isav enosn l'Rebbe dalal leilas matirchid beischeidish." A Rebbe gave a woman 4 nights that she was bleeding out of 12 months, even though it spanned a period of 12 months. Say it's okay, you're not a nida. We're going to suspend it on dam besulim. But Rav Shmuel are saying that we only give the first time of the first night. So that Amalei Rav. Rav said to Rav Chizda, "Haduri afercha lamali. Why are you going to a Brisa to try to ask a question, Rav Shmuel? Isam misniti, kind of straight from our Mishnah, which is an explicit type of where there's all these categorical divisions. We give till the wound gets healed, and we give 4 nights. And why do you have to ask on them from this story? You can ask straight from our Mishnah. That says the Gemara. But who saw Rav Chizda held no, Maisa Rav. A story is better because you could teach one thing, but when there's an actual ruling, you see that's the actual practice. And you see Rebbe gave 4 nights. Why the giving only Rav and Shmuel the first time of the first night? So says the Gemara, something come up with the Rav Shmuel Kasha. So ultimately, okay, he could have asked from the Mishnah, he asked from the Braisa, but either way, it is difficult in Rav Shmuel. Says the Gemara, no, inu da'avid k'Rabbi Seinu. Rav Shmuel, their ruling was like what's called Rabbi Seinu, our teachers, which was the Tan Leglun of Braisa. Rabbi Seinu, Chazu v'Nimnu, our teachers, they ultimately went and they counted on this ruling of the halacha of our Mishnah. And they said, boil bilis mitzvah parish, disagreeing with the halacha of our Mishnah. That no, we only get the first time and that's it. And that's who Rav Shmuel, the Amaron, were going like. Now, Amar Ula, similarly Ula said, Ki hava ba Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish b'Tinaikis. Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish were discussing this parak, which is called parak Tinaikis, the 10th parak of Masechtas Nida, when they were learning this sugya, lahava maskim, they didn't come out from it, el kedemasek tala, only like what a fox comes out with, mibei karba, from a plowed field, which there's nothing there, the only thing comes out with is the dust on his feet. Here also, they didn't take out anything from the learning of our Mishnayis, of our parak, only from this braisa, like Rabbi Seinu, we're Messiah Mibahachi, and what did they conclude? Boil bis mitzvah parish, all you get, although we said divisions and differentiating age, and she reached, did she have a period, till healed, 4 nights? No, they said that's it. No matter who the woman is, girl is, she only gets the first time, and that's it. Now, Amalei Rabbah Ravashi, so Rabbah said to Ravashi, El Matav, that's the case, that really essentially, although there's time in the blood, but we're only giving the first time. We're concerned that maybe that we don't understand, we don't know, and therefore it might be dam nida, and we're not giving more than the first time. So bal nefesh, so a stringent person, which is praised in the Talmud, lo yigmer b'yase. He shouldn't even conclude his act of cohabitation. It's enough to fulfill the bilas mitzvah of just starting the act of cohabitation. If you're suspecting, okay, a regular person could do the whole thing, but a bal nefesh shouldn't even conclude because maybe it's going to be dam nida now. So why don't we say that even less than the bilas mitzvah, you should just start it? So Malay says, you're right, but imkein liber nekfei parish. If that would be the case, then the bal nefesh, would his heart would be banging in him, and he actually would separate. He wouldn't even have cohabitation, because, oh, maybe there's dam, and everyone is going to have dam, essentially, because of the dam besulim, and he's going to separate. So therefore, we didn't say that. We said that everyone gets just bilas mitzvah, and it can be told on dam besulim, and he didn't have relations with a woman who is a nida, because it's dam besulim, but nothing more than that. Now, continuing on the theme of our Mishnah, Tanabam Lina Braisa. Vakulan, all the women we mentioned in the Mishnah, which we said that when they get married, that they can be toila their dam. In dam besulim, it's just different divisions up until when you could be toila. Now, Shahayu Shaifis dam. Let's say they were flowing blood. The blood was continuing to come. Now, we said in the Mishnah, let's say, the second category, we said for if a woman was a naira, she was 12 years old, so it reached the time of our menses of a period. But we said she never yet had a period before when she was in her father's household. So on that basis, all said, we give her 4 nights. four nights when she's having crepitation and she has blood, it's okay, we're saying it's dam besulam. But let's say the blood didn't stop then. It started in those four nights, but it kept on going even after those four nights. Or let's say the other category, mitoicha laila la'achar laila. Let's say the case of the third case, when she already had a period before she got married. So that we said according to Beis Hillel, okay, we give her only that first night, not just the Pilas Mitzvah, the whole night, but that's only that night. Let's say she saw blood that night and it kept on flowing till even after that night. So that says the Braisa, Kulan Tzrichis Livdik Es Atzman. They still have to inspect themselves and check themselves, meaning we don't rely and say, wait a second, this woman, starting from the time that we are Tehillah B'dam Sulam, she started seeing Dam, and she's still flowing Dam. Obviously, it's the flowing of the hymenal blood. And therefore, even if it's after the four nights, we say it's still the hymenal blood. No. We have to check right now and see if the color of the blood changed, as the Braisa is going to explain, where, according to this Tana, there is a different color of the hymenal blood and the damni, the menstrual blood, and therefore you have to check. So it's not enough to say, okay, it's obviously still bleeding from that. No, you would have to check after that time period. Now, moreover, Bukulon, regarding all these women of the Mishnah, which we had these different categories, Kitana, Naira, Gizman, the Liris, Remeir Machmer Kedivri Bishamet. Remeir was stringent like the opinion of Bishamet, meaning for a minor, not like Bissel that says until the wound heals. He says, no, like Bishamet, you only get four nights, and therefore, after four nights, if she's still flowing, you would have to check. Let's say for a Nara, you only get one night, so after that, you would have to check. Similarly, Usha'ari'is. Let's say other discharges of blood, which is not by a woman that's flowing. She just sees Dam. Shebein Bishami Ubisil, which is the difference in the opinions of Bisham Bisil. Let's say one holds you get only one night, and one holds you get four nights, which according to Bisil, since you're middle, let's say the four nights, it didn't flow. You're in the time period where Bisil says you're good and Bisham says you're not good. Bisil would say you're tar, even if the blood color changes, it doesn't make a difference, you're in the good time. Bisham says, no, you're not in the good time, and actually it would be automatically tame. Regarding those cases, Remei was Holoch Achamari Damim. Net Remeir went after what's the color of the blood. Meaning, he's not like Bishamah, because Bishamah says it doesn't make a difference what the color is your Tara. And neither is like Bishamah, because according to Bishamah, even if the blood didn't change, she's going to be Tame, because we're not talking about that she's flowing from within four till after four, like by a Ketana, or from within the night till after the night when Higiz Manabele Rasa. We're talking about it's already after that. According to Bishamah, it's good, but according to Bishamah, it's after that. So on that, Remeir says actually like neither one of them. He says, you're not Tame, neither are you Tara. You would have to check what the color of the blood is. Shahayir Meir, because Meir said, Mari, Damim, Mishunin, Himizem, Mizeh, the colors of bloods from different elements of the woman's body have different colors one from the other. Kate said, how so? So he explains. He says, Dam ni da adam, menstrual blood which comes from the woman's uterus is red. Dam besulim in adam. The blood of the hymenal blood is not that type of red. So to dam ni da zihum, the dam of the menstrual blood is like sweaty. As it's more from the inner part of the body, dam b'tzulim einazim, but the hymenal blood is not so sweaty in that way. Dam ni debam and makar, menstrual blood comes from the uterus. Dam b'tzulim banam tzadim, it's not tzadim, comes from the side of the woman's body. It's the muscle on the side of the area, and therefore the different colors. He says in those times you inspect to see what the color looks like. Now, however, Amar Yitzchak by Rabbi Yisi, Amar Rabbi Yechon, he says zu de Remeir. But this opinion that we just mentioned, the brace, like we said, is the opinion of Remeir. But the sages, they disagree. They say, no, all the colors of the bloods, they're one. We're not going to do like Remeir, we're going to differentiate. To the contrary, that's what we're saying, that regarding the halacha of dam, so that's, again, like we said, according to Bisil, if you're within the time, then you're going to be tahar, and according to Bisham, if you're after that, you're going to be tameh, but not like Remeir saying that you would check the color, because the chacham hold that, no, kol mar dam achasin, and therefore, it just depends on what category she's in to define her halacha, if she's going to be tameh or tar, but not to go to inspect, because they all have that same color of blood. Which means to say that although we said that everyone agrees to the opening of the braisa, so that when she goes from within 4 days to after 4 days, then we are going to check, that's a situation of where we have to go ahead and try to differentiate. But in general, if we're in a certain category that's not this halach of Shefaz, then we're not going to go like Remeir says and start checking the colors. Then we're going to say, if you hold like Bishamai, then she's Tami. If you like Bishil, then you're going to be Tar. And not like Remeir that we assume that we could be, in general, differentiate regarding the Dam. Because in general, the Chacham hold no Mar Damim Achasin.